Chapter 41. And they, and the royal crown, and your own victorious sword, fit and fair company for each other, shall be grouped in you escutcheon, and be and remain the symbol of your high nobility forever. As my lady Dulis rose, the gilded children of privilege pressed forward, to welcome her to their sacred ranks, and call her by her new name. But she was troubled, and said these honors were not meet for one of her lowly birth and station, and by their kind grace she would remain simple Joan of Arc, nothing more, and so be called. Nothing more. As if there could be anything more, anything higher, anything greater. My Lady Dulis, why, it was tinsel, petty, perishable. But, Joan of Arc, the mere sound of it sets one's pulses leaping. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.